KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and we're done with politics today. We're just getting back to the music, and we're really excited to have a live band in studio. You may remember Freedom Fry. They played our KX Fest back in 2015. They're a duo, a married duo, Bruce and Marie, and they've got a new record out. We're going to hear a couple songs from it live and acoustic and talk to both of them in a few moments. But first, the new song, Die Trying, from the new record classic, Freedom Fry, live in studio, whenever you guys are ready.
I've been lost, been way too long, since you're gone, since you're gone. Yeah, the sun's been hiding its face since I treated you wrong. Oh my, what am I to do to get by, to get by? I'm the worst, I'm a first-class jerk, but I need you tonight. And all the stars come out to shine for you, and I'd lay down my life and die for you. Come with me, come on out, do right by you. Whoa, I'ma get you or I'm gonna die trying. Whoa, I'ma get you or I'm gonna die trying.
What an empty space, since you're gone, since you're gone. Now don't blame me for needing my place, since you treated me wrong. Oh my, what am I to do to get by, to get by? Let me heal on this battlefield, though I need you tonight.
And all the stars come out to shine for you. I'd lay down my life and die for you. Come with me, come on out, do right by you. Whoa, I'ma get you or I'm gonna die trying. Whoa, I'ma get you or I'm gonna die trying. Oh, I'm bleeding out. Oh, forgive me for all that I've done.
I'll give you one chance to go on.
All the stars come out to shine for you.
Lay down my life, die for you.
All the stars come out to shine for you. And I'd lay down my life and die for you. Come with me, come on out, do right by you. Oh, I'ma get you or I'm gonna die trying. Whoa, I'ma get I'm gonna die trying. Ooh. Whoa, I'm again. You or I'm gonna die trying.
Yeah, you guys, way to go. Freedom Fry live in studio on KX93.5. That's an acoustic version of their new song, Die Trying. We're going to hear one more, then we'll take a break and come back and talk to these guys about what the heck they've been doing the last 4 years while they've been making a full-length record, which is now out. So Freedom Fry, live and acoustic. Here's a KX favorite right now. It's called Classic, whenever you guys are ready.
I'm driving in my hot rod, sipping on my Coca-Cola Classic.
And the radio's playing some old rock and roll, singing about a girl who ran away, yeah, some old classic.
Driving down Sunset, windows down, hear the motor blasting.
And the kids are on the streets, red, white, and blue, popsicles and mountains in the background, so damn classic.
Classic.
fast with you. Kick it old school's what we do.
Anything for a good time. And I'm jumping into bed with you, 'cause California kids will do anything for a good time. Na 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 na. Headed to the beach now, music of the mariachi passes. All the girls in their bikinis drinking coconut water. All the surfers ride the waves, yeah, it's so classy. Underneath the sun, everyone wearing black sunglasses. Standing in the neon and they don't know where they're going. Drowning sorrows in the milkshake, so damn classic.
With you, kick it old school's what we do.
Anything for a good time. And I'm jumping into bed with you, 'cause California kids will do anything for a good time. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
All right, you guys, classic Freedom Fry live and acoustic in studio on KX93.5. We're going to go to a short song break and be back and talk to the band next.
Sweet.
KX93.5 Human Crafted Radio. We just had the absolute auditory pleasure of hearing Freedom Fry live and acoustic in studio. Bruce and Marie are here. Welcome back, you guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's so good to see you. You've been married how many years now?
100.
165.
Six years, right?
Unofficially.
Unofficially.
Because you'd been married a couple by the when we did our show about 3 years back.
Uh-huh. Exactly. It's
true. Now, the big news. Marie, would you like to share it?
Yeah, we're expecting a little one.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, it's a little boy.
Yeah, you guys are living life. You're adulting. Very.
My God, trust me. I don't know if we're ready for that.
Every night I feel like
I'm like, what's happening? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's true. I forgot.
I didn't even notice. You walked in here and people can see our video on Facebook. You can't notice yet, so.
Well, I've been living my life pretty normally so far. He's been treating me well. No morning sickness.
Yeah, she didn't get sick at all. Everybody around us, all
building
our friends,
furniture.
Got sick when
I'm
they were
carrying. Yeah,
she's been fine.
Carrying stuff, and he's really mad at me.
Oh, I'm paranoid every time she picks up something.
Yeah,
we're assembling IKEA furniture for the baby's room, and she's like, "Oh, I'll pick this drawer up. I'll pick this up." I'm like, "Hey,
can't do that, Marie.
Slow
this
your."
This is
row.
The French way, you know. You gotta toughen them.
You just keep working.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a French stereotype. But okay. Yeah. Well, indeed, Marie's French. Bruce is American. Did you guys meet online, if I remember correctly? Is that right?
No, our
first communication was through an email, but it was on she was a stylist on a music video.
Right.
Basically.
And of his style.
When you were in
I was in Blondefire with my sister.
That's right.
And we were doing a music video for this song called Where the Kids Are.
Yeah, I remember that song.
The director was French and he knew Marie. And he asked her if she wanted to style it. And so she made costumes. And
Bruce was looking for a French wife, so it was perfect timing.
I had an ad out in all the major newspapers.
Yeah. You know, I've been looking for one of you.
I might know a couple.
Yeah.
So
it worked out. You got a lead singer.
Yeah,
you got a wife.
Great.
You got a baby.
Exactly.
All the boxes were checked.
Yeah.
I was like, okay,
congratulations.
Okay, let's get married.
Are you involved in Blondefire still? Or
Occasionally we'll write songs together, but I feel like Erica kind of spearheads that
band. Yeah.
And
because are they still doing stuff? I haven't.
Yeah, they are. Erica started another band with a guy who'd been playing guitar in the band, Anthony. She started a band called Worlds.
Okay.
And they've been releasing, I think they've released maybe three or four songs.
Okay, cool.
And she's released a baby as well.
Yeah. She's
she
also
had a baby also. Yeah, on my birthday this year.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, congratulations. So, yeah, how do you guys, I mean, you're married, you see each other all the time, you write songs together, you spend every moment together. Now you're having a baby, yet you had time to release a record, although it took a while.
It took a while.
Yeah. So, I mean, are you still making the band life work? Is that still
the
plan?
That we've never played as much as ever since I got pregnant.
Yeah, I feel like
so.
Once you got pregnant, that's when we got busy.
No, but seriously, we probably did like 20 shows in like 5 months and around the country too. So not only in LA.
Yeah,
so
we
it's been actually
in France. We played in Chicago,
New York, San Francisco,
San Diego.
We've played around a lot actually, so and we don't want to stop. We actually,
don't
want to.
Well,
stop
you must
that.
Have known that you were getting pregnant at the exact same time as releasing a record.
It pretty much happened. The release day. We had our show.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks after the release that we figured it out.
Right, you're like, oh, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, I know your fans have been asking for the debut album, which is classic, for a long time. You really only had EPs and singles up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take? I mean, how long have you been a band now?
7 years.
Yeah,
since 2011.
So 7 years to make a record. I mean, was it your personal schedules, timing, or did you just not feel like you had the right material yet? Or
it's more because we like so many different kinds of music. We actually write different genres too. Like, so at the end, we kind of like to release things when we want. We're just like very indie in that sense, I guess. But we did think that at one point it was meant, like we had to probably make it happen.
Yeah.
And it felt like the right time. So we.
Yeah. It's crazy because with singles, you can kind of release it and be like, okay, there's that one and there's that. And you can kind of fly at your own pace. But an album, it was really a year commitment.
Right.
I felt like it was our whole year was that album. So
yeah, it's a lot of pressure. It's a big commitment. So I feel like at the end, we do prefer the
singles, the EPs.
Yeah.
They're just fun because you can kind of like. Like this past October, we released a song, Zombie Love. You know, it's just like, oh, let's put out a Halloween song.
Yeah.
Oh, let's put out something.
Right.
Like you're kind of, with the album, it's such a commitment because you hire your PR, you're kind of in a cycle.
We had a billboard. We had all this stuff. Had a billboard. Actually,
you had a billboard?
Yeah, yeah. Melrose. We were like, I know, isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
And I have no idea what it did for us, but we were like, you know what? Other bands, bigger bands get billboards.
On Melrose? Yeah, let's get a billboard. Huge.
Yeah, it was cool. I think,
was it your faces?
Yeah, it was our faces. Actually, someone vandalized it and put another face on top of my face.
That's
which was
great.
Hilarious.
On top of his? No, he was creepily behind me. Like.
Yeah, I was creeping on Marie. It was really funny. They put another hat on my head.
How do you vandalize a billboard? I've always wondered.
I don't know. I feel like I have a suspicion that the guy was like in the store below and he was just like getting annoyed of seeing my
face. Hated it. Yeah.
Just hated it. He's like,
for 3 months, it was like, no way.
I had a billboard once, and you're not supposed to talk about yourself in interviews, but this is a good moment. I had a billboard, and it was just my face on my first radio gig.
That's cool.
Pointing. I was pointing at everybody. Hey, watch out.
Hey, you.
Here I come.
Where was that?
In Palm Springs.
Oh, that's
cool.
Yeah,
yeah. I had it. I have a little cutout of it on my desk. Did you get one of those? Did you get a little cutout?
No, I didn't know I could do that.
You got to get that.
How do I do that?
I don't know. You contact the billboard company.
I want that.
We should have done that.
Yeah. When I quit my job, that cutout was like sitting in the office and I stole it. I don't know who it really belonged to, but I have it now.
As you should.
So welcome to the club is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you. I don't feel like it's official until I get that little cutout thing now.
It was the last billboard I'll ever have, though. I don't think I'll ever, you know, be at the point where I'll get another billboard.
How do you justify it? How do you know, like, how do you know what you get out of the billboard?
I have no idea. People did tell me. I mean, they were like, yo, hey, you're on a billboard.
Yeah, I know. People told me to. Yeah. Told us, actually.
Well, there you go. Then you know it's working.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I know our radio is that people hear it. I have no idea, except for people on the street are like, hey, I heard you talk about your mom yesterday.
Yeah, so some people even told us, yeah, we saw your billboard all over town. So I feel like psychologically,
we try not to correct them when they say that.
You're like, oh, yes,
we have a plethora of billboards.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, again, Freedom Fry in studio with us. Their new record, Classic, came out in June. You're 5 months pregnant, but you're writing still.
Writing. And yeah. I mean, we have a lot of material. And next year, we're going to do kind of an aggressive release plan.
Okay.
From January, so
we're going to release a lot of music next year.
Okay. Yeah. And another full length or what?
Probably not for a minute. Just more EPs, I think.
Cool.
There's a lot of songs in different, not totally different styles, but different vibes that we want to just kind of get out because we hate having songs just sit on our hard drive and not be out there.
Of course. Yeah. Well, tell us about the song Classic, which we just heard you play live. It's super catchy. It's been in everybody's head over here. You noticed when Tommy heard it, he freaked out. He couldn't believe it was you, like live and in person. So that song sticks with people around here. So did you know immediately? You're like, all right, this is good.
We actually, we just listened to it in the car and we were both, you know, it just came up on Spotify for some reason. And when it came up, you're like, oh my God, yeah, this is fun.
When you hear it next to
other bands. Exactly.
Well, there's the writing and the process where you're like, this is a great song. And then there's the recording. And by the end of recording, you're like, I hate this song. And then you just need distance from it. And then like you said, like when you get in the car and hear it again, you're like, oh yeah, we didn't do so bad. And a lot of the reason why I think I listen to it almost like it's another band is because we had people contribute to the track. We had our friend Kyle playing drums on there, Kyle Fahair, the trumpet player from Edward Sharp. Is the one Stuart Cole is playing the
trumpet's
part.
A big part of Edward Sharp, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we went to his place and did that. He was awesome. Yeah. He had a bunch of vintage gear. And the strings are this guy, Philip Peterson, who did a lot of the Portugal the Man string arrangements.
Nice.
So in a way, when I listen to him, I feel like I'm listening to them. So I kind of remove myself from the equation. I'm like, oh, I like that song.
Actually did a little podcast ourselves where we explained how the whole writing process was.
Okay.
And
it's kind of like a song exploder thing where
you
play
can hear
the stems.
Each part separately.
It's on Spotify.
Cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, so you can eat like with commentary, basically.
Yeah, it's a making of the of that track.
And what's the song about?
We're super sentimental, nostalgic people, and we love LA for all of it. We like to hang out in Hollywood. I know a lot of people think it's seedy or not cool or whatever.
We don't go all the time, but when we go, we always like
Walk of Fame, all that stuff.
The old school classic stuff.
Yeah, exactly. We don't get sick. We like going to the wax museums and just doing weird stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like that song's kind of our nostalgia and love for Hollywood and just the California vibe.
The Coca-Cola Classic imagery in the first line of the song is so strong. I mean, I think that just draws people in right away.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, for me, I'm a big Coke fan, so I'm a little biased.
Me too.
Yeah, I picture the bottle, you know?
I had an ex-boyfriend who actually bought at an auction the original, I think, tanks of the
crate, right?
Yeah, it's two tanks
the
original formula.
With cocaine in it?
So it cost a fortune, and I think he broke up with his previous girlfriend at the time because of that.
She spent the money on that.
Wow.
But yeah, that's, I feel like it is, and he's a French guy, so I do think it's an overall thing.
We got to find that guy and drink that stuff ASAP.
So you just went from one Coke drinker to another, basically.
Yeah. Exactly.
That was her criteria.
In your relationship life.
Totally.
You needed a French girl, she weren't a Coca-Cola fan.
That was real criteria.
Yeah, it does make sense. So how do you want people to support you right now, since there's really no shows to go to at the moment?
I would say, you know, if you follow us on Spotify, that's a big deal.
Okay.
So you get the updates when we release songs. And also on Instagram, we post everything we do on there.
Is it Freedom Fry Music?
Yeah, that's right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I remember fondly the show we all put on together back in 2015. It was you and Family Band and The Colorist and Open Air Stereo, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we rented out House of Blues and we didn't make any money, but it was fine because it was super fun. And that venue is no more. So we were one of the last shows before they moved. They moved to a new location. So
I didn't even know
that. We closed that place down.
Yeah, now I'm glad I'm extra glad that we did.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a fun show.
Fun show, yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm so excited you guys are doing well. You finally gave the fans what they've been looking for. Your personal life is excelling. things to be pretty good for Freedom Fry, it looks like.
Thanks.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, we're happy.
Cool. Well, please keep us updated. If anything else happens, send us a picture of the baby. We'll send you a KX onesie. We have them.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, we have onesies.
Right. I want that.
Yeah, you got it. I might have one here. I'll leave you with one.
I might even wear it.
Perfect.
On your arm?
For another month. All right. Bruce and Marie, Freedom Fry, thank you guys so much for
having
us.
Thanks a lot.
We'll see you soon.